Hello, it's Charles speaking.
Hey, Charles, this is Daniel with Local Splash, Google Guarantee Department. How you doing, brother?
Hello, Daniel. Hey, buddy, I'm good. You know what? Are you going to be around for a little bit? Because I literally just, like, right in the middle of something. I want to talk to you about the Google Guarantee, though.
Yeah. I'm here for another 16 minutes. We're off at 4.
Oh, that's it? Shit.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm working all day tomorrow, but
okay.
Monday I can be available anytime.
All right, so Monday...
I'm actually talking to my friend Vanessa right now. Here, I'll put you on speaker.
Okay, awesome.
Hello.
Hey, Vanessa, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thank you for asking. My name's Dan with Local Splash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was telling Vanessa, like, how you're... Like, we looked up the record the other day, my record.
Okay.
And I don't think I make that 7-year marker. I mean, I could send you over the documents that I have, like, scan them on my phone or whatever, and then at least the ones that are, like, you know, within the 7-year marker
mm-hmm.
or, like, close to it. But I was telling Vanessa, like, you know, that all we would have to do is I just have to designate her as an employee of the company.
Exactly.
And then we could just run her information.
So I have another client, guys, that does that. So all we would do, Vanessa, is we would put you down as the face-to-face employee. So we just leave Charles off of it, right?
Okay.
And what I have a client that he's killing it with this program, and he put his wife's information, and everything passed. You know, like Google doesn't have like a van that's going to drive around and check up on it, you know?
Okay, that's fine.
So you'll be good, you know, and everything's secure. Google uses two service or third-party providers, Pinkerton or Evident, who are, like, completely secured. If Pinkerton does the background check, then no other information other than what's on the application is necessary, you know, like social, driver's license, all that stuff. If Evident does the background check, and we won't be able to tell that until we create the Google Guarantee profile, but
okay.
Evident will just require a scan of the front and back of your driver's license. And all we would do is send you that link, and it's, like, super easy to do, you know?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Do you want to text it to me, or do you want to email it to me?
Yeah, so they do it in a text and an email form. When they do the Evident verification, but it's super easy. You just scan front and back of your driver's license if it's Evident. If it's not Evident, then it's Pinkerton, which no, you don't have to go through that, the scan.
Do you need anything of mine right now?
No, not right now. So we send you an application where you input everything, like what is it, like social security number. Charles would put like his insurance and all that good stuff as well, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Should be fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, all right, great. Yeah, Daniel, let's get moving on this, dude. That's actually perfect, you know? Because I know she'll pass for sure. And, you know, like, I just don't know. Like, I did have some stuff within 7 years that was, like,
yeah, Perry told me they go off of the sentencing date. So I was going to tell you, I tried to call the other day. So more than likely, like, it's probably better just to do it that way. That way you don't get, like, disapproved, you know?
I don't want to get disapproved at all with Google.
I'm going to have to wait again.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, cool. All right, fantastic. So what's the next step? What do I need to do?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the application via email and via text message, and then I'm going to schedule a client interview with your lead technician. His name's Ivan. He'll be the one managing your leads. Before I get all that going, though, so the one-time application fee, Charles, remember you pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. Are we using the same card we have on file, the Visa ending in 2025?
2025. No, I went to my bank the other day and I applied for a credit line because the banker told me that I should apply for one. And then she gave me this, like, ridiculously high credit line I couldn't even believe.
Oh, wow.
And, I don't know if it was something she did or what, but she was, like, she really liked me, so she was trying to help me. And then,
right.
Yeah, and then, yeah, she's helping me with a whole bunch of stuff. She's helping me, like, switch my LLC over to an S-Corp, and she's going to, like, you know, help me do all that, even though technically she's not supposed to. But, yeah, so I'm just waiting. So then I talked to her today, and she said they're going to expedite the card to me because I have to spend $3,000 in the next 3 months with the card in order to get the $300 bonus. And so I really want to get the $300 bonus, even though I know it's petty, but I do, but...
Well, you can always up your lead spend too. Like we can obviously help you with that, you know. But
I want to use that card. That's why I just told her. She said today we can expedite it because I'm like, yeah, I have all this stuff I want to get for the business, but I'm like, I don't know if like you know I'm gonna wait 2 weeks to do it, you know.
Right. It's good you did a higher credit line though, because I know you want to spend around like 30% at most, right, of your credit line to help your credit the most, you know. So
yeah,
I didn't know that stuff when I was younger, man. So I've been doing that. My credit's awesome.
The $3,000 in 3 months is not even going to be close to the 30% credit line, dude.
right.
I couldn't even believe it. I'm like, holy shit, this is like a down payment on a house right here, credit line. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm like, are you guys sure you want to give me this credit line? Geez, if you'd have known me a few years ago.
That's funny. Like, yeah, but all you have to do when you get the new card, right, is just call me, and then we'll process the application fee. Then we would send the application via text, via email, and then we get your client interview scheduled with Ivan so they get everything rolling. So all that's needed to get it started is the $250 application fee. You know?
Oh, it's a $250 application fee. Jeez, that's a lot. Do you think you guys can bring that? Can they waive any part of that? Is there anything you guys have?
They give you no wiggle room on it. Yeah, I've asked like multiple times before. $250 is it's the application fee, and it's really with the like amount of leads and how great this program is. It'll be a drop in the bucket for you. Plus, you got like a $200,000 credit line now, man. You're good.
Not even that much.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. But
it's like, I was just surprised. I was like, damn, dude, you guys, man, I had no idea. Yeah, so, and then that covers the $250, covers the cost of whatever it costs with Google and all that stuff, right? Do they have like a cost associated with their, with applying to them or whatever?
No. So the Google Guarantee application is part of just like our management fee. It's us to create the profile and get the application expedited so we're taking care of everything for you. It doesn't go into like your leads at all, right? Like you'll have your lead budget after you're approved for Google Guarantee.
Okay. Do you guys have any specials ever where you guys are doing lead budgets? Like you get X amount of dollars for extra for leads or whatever?
No, we don't. Okay. We don't have anything like that. No, sir.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I'm just checking. All right, cool. So, so potentially, so you're going to send me an application. I'm going to fill it out and then I'm going to give you guys a card in like a couple of days, right?
No. So call me when you have the card. I charge the application and then we send the app via text and via email. And then I schedule your appointment with Ivan. In that appointment, all he does is he's going to just be able to make sure that the application was submitted properly. And he wants to meet you. Like he'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget too. Like I mentioned.
Okay, cool. And what do you think, and is there anything you guys are going to need from Vanessa? Are you going to need to, like, I mean...
Just my driver's license and stuff.
Just her driver's and her social, right? Like, you guys, like, am I going to end up, like when I talk to... Like, when do I get a hold of Vanessa in this whole thing, guys? Like, after I talk to Ivan?
Wait, say it again? With, I missed part of that.
What are you guys... Yeah. No worries. No, I was kind of rambling. What do you guys need from Vanessa? Like, when are you going to need something from her, and how is that going to work?
When you get the application form. So let me check it real fast, just so I could tell you exactly what we would need from her. All right, let me go to the bottom. So you'll need like her full name, right? I'm sure you have that. She'll need to enter her social security number. Let's see. Email address. You just put your email address because you're the one, you know, like we'll use your business email, you know. Let's see. Phone number. We're going to use your phone number. Obviously though, for the text, right? For Evident, just have her phone number on hand too. That way we could shoot her the text to, so she could scan the front and back of her driver's license if needed. If it's Pinkerton, she doesn't even need to worry about that though. Let's see what else. Date of birth. She'll have to enter her date of birth. And that's it. So name, date of birth, cell phone number, and social security number. That's all she'll need to input.
She just can't have anything for 7 years, right? Like no record or whatever.
Yeah, they go back on the past 7 years, correct.
Yeah, Vanessa's like a saint. She's never been in trouble before. All right, cool.
Yeah, you're golden then, Vanessa, for sure. And guys, I have like I told you, I have one client. I actually have two that have done it this way. One, same deal as you. He had a record, right? A pass. So he used his wife's pass through flying colors. And then I have another client that, he doesn't actually have a driver's license. He's from, you know, Mexico. So he only had a TIN number, doesn't have a social. So, he had to use his brother's, and it went through flying colors too. So it will work, you know, but that's all the information we'll need from her. Yes, sir.
All right. Awesome. All right. Great. Well, Daniel, you have a great weekend, brother, and I'll talk to you next week. When I talk to you next week, I'm actually going to be a year older too, by the way. So.
Oh, awesome, man. Well, happy early birthday, brother.
All right, bro. Sure.
All right, man. You guys have a great weekend. Nice meeting you too, Vanessa.
All right, thank you. All right, nice talking to you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.